It is because of this that our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches Muslims to ensure that we read Suratul Mulk each and every night before we sleep. This has also been reported in so many traditions, including this one that has been reported by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, that we are ought to recite Suratul Mulk every day before we sleep. I want to use the opportunity to encourage, or rather to plead with you, all my listeners, from today henceforth, let us ensure that every day before we sleep, no matter how busy we are, in fact, no matter how super busy we are, let us ensure that we recite Suratul Mulk before we sleep, before we go to our bed. It is important. From Salatul Maghrib, before you sleep, any moment try to create time and ensure that you recite Suratul Mulk from beginning to the end before you go to your bed. And if you have sufficient time, it is better to delay till you are about to sleep, then you recite it. And if you don't know how to recite, make it obligatory upon yourself that from today you will learn the recitation of Suratul Mulk. And you will be able to download its recitation, even online, to ensure that you follow it every day and master this very important chapter. And I do hope most probably by tomorrow, inshallah, before we begin our Quranic exegesis, I will plead with our reciter to recite the whole of the chapter from the beginning to the end, so that we will be able to document this and follow it up while learning its recitation. Are you following? It is because of this that the companions used to call Suratul Mulk as Surah Al-Mani'ah. And this is one of the names of Suratul Mulk. It has so many names. However, the most popular name, which has been documented in most of our books, and also the one that has been recorded in the Quran, is Suratul Mulk, meaning the chapter of kingdom, or the chapter of authority, or the chapter of power, or the chapter of dominion. And it is also been called as Suratu Tabara. Suratu Tabara.